About one-third of all food produced is not eaten, and if food waste continues along this track, about 60% more food will have to be produced by 2050 to meet the world's food needs. But Robert van Otterdijk, agro-industry officer at the FAO, says such overproduction can be kept at bay and the environment protected by simply reducing food waste.
Some simple mathematics can show you that if you halve the amount of food lost or wasted at the moment, from 30% to 15%, for instance, then the production increase only needs to be 32% in order to reach 60% more food available. And that is where the big gain and impact is. Because in a world where land and water is very scarce, it's very important to be very economic with these natural resources and the energy use.
Otterdijk says food waste is high on the world political agenda. To that end, the FAO has gathered more than 150 organizations whose mission is to reduce food loss and waste for a two-day meeting in Rome. The groups will discuss ways to streamline initiatives and coordinate their efforts. And on International Human Rights Day, Otterdijk underlines how food waste puts a basic human right at risk.
Food loss and waste denies people that right to food because you produce a lot of food to be eaten and then that is not happening. The food is getting spoiled or just thrown away like that before somebody can eat it. And therefore, it is somehow denying people the right to food.
I'm Laura Uracci.